We're not done yet here. We are joined by the manager of the San Diego Padres. He is now entering his fourth season as Padres manager. San Diego, 14-8 in spring training, and they open up their season against San Francisco on March 28th. Andy Green is my guest. Andy, it's good to have you back. Thanks for making time. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, Jim. How you doing today?
Super. Great. Andy, great to visit with you. I mentioned you're 14-8 in spring training. I know you're not going to read too much into wins and losses during camp, but how does the team feel to you right now?
That's great. I couldn't even have told you we were 14-8. I think that's how much managers are paying attention to spring training records right now. But the vibe in the clubhouse is good. And a lot of that changed when we added Manny to the clubhouse. I think he raised our collective expectation level. It was huge ownership to step up like that. You don't see that very often in a small market club, but our owners they're committed to winning here in San Diego. And you're starting to see a lot of it start to come together. And within the clubhouse now, you know, there's a belief that we're past this development phase and, you know, we're ready to go out and compete and do some special things this season.
I love that. I love you jumping right into it. So, of course, that's the big story of the offseason, the signing of Manny Machado. What was your personal reaction when you heard the news that it was official?
I was thrilled. I got it right after I spoke to the team. So my opening message to the team, obviously he wasn't signed right when spring started. I gave my opening message to the team, and about 10 minutes after that, I got the news. So I'm not sure if, like, I inspired ownership to pony up a little bit more money or not with that opening message to the club. But one way or another, we ended up with Manny, and thrilled about it. And it's been great throughout spring training. I'm looking forward to go through the seasons with him.
Padres manager Andy Green joining us. So obviously you and the organization did a lot of homework and due diligence on that before you made that move. What did you see in Manny Machado that made you feel like he'd be a good fit, not only for the roster, but for your clubhouse?
Yeah, first, just like the way he fits on the club, our most obvious hole was third base. When you take your weakness and turn it into your greatest strength, that's one of the biggest needle movers you're ever going to have in a clubhouse. So we had a place that we didn't really have anybody lined up to play. We had some young guys we were excited about. But to add a gold glove all-star presence in Manny, who's been in the postseason, won games in meaningful situations, to put him in the middle of the order, that changes the lineup construct. And then just looking at a guy that's, fits our window from an age perspective with where our young talent is, somebody that you expect to be anchoring your lineup for years and years to come. And it all just made a ton of sense to us.
We're talking to Andy Green. You know, you mentioned the commitment from ownership and the kind of message that sends everybody in the clubhouse. What about you as the manager? You're always going to have high expectations no matter what. But does the arrival of Machado change those expectations for you? Does it shift into even more of a win now mode for you?
Yeah, we want to win. We want to win every baseball game we play. I know there's 29 other managers going to tell you the exact same thing. Knowing where we've come from, there were years where doing that was very difficult. And now you look out across the field and your lineup stacks up well against the opposition. You might not be the best club on the field every single night from a talent perspective, but you're plenty good enough to go out there and beat people and win games on a consistent basis. And I think the way we look at ourselves now is every single year there's a team or two that shocks people. It ends up in the playoffs, and we think we're every bit in that category to be in that consideration, and we're the type of club that's going to go out and, not look long-term, but just focus on every single day that we have in front of us. And, our first one that's going to count is going to be against Madison Bumgarner here in a little over a week. And our guys are excited about that one and looking forward to it.
San Diego Padres manager Andy Green, my guest. So one more thought about Machado. You've had some time around him. So what kind of an impact do you expect him to have on young guys like maybe Fernando Tatis Jr.?
A really solid one. He's been an unbelievable teammate from the second he walked in this clubhouse. When you dig deep on him and you start talking to people in clubhouses that have known him and been around him, they talk about his character. They talk about what kind of guy he is and that he cares about people and wants to win. He's motivated and driven. It's not the narrative that gets spun publicly sometimes, but when you get close proximity to him, it's what you walk away with and that's what you feel. And I think he's gelled seamlessly within the clubhouse. And when it comes to Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny's probably the only guy around here that can relate what it's like being a phenom at 19 years old, where everybody has incredibly high expectations of you. And he's lived up to those expectations. And I think he's going to have some insights and some wisdom to pass on. And the relationship already seems incredibly strong. And we're excited about his impact on him. But the main thing we're concerned about is him going out and playing baseball. We just want Manny to be Manny. We want him to play baseball. We want him to play baseball well. All that other stuff's going to take care of itself.
So, Andy, let me keep you on Tatis for a minute. He's had so much hype and so much buzz. He only turned 20 earlier this season. How high is his ceiling?
Yeah, I think he'll determine that in time. We're excited about him. I ain't excited about the intent with which he's approached spring training, the intent he's taken every ground ball with, the work he's doing in the cage. Because if this kid keeps his head down and works, he's going to be really, really good for a really long time. And I think he's wired the right way to do that and not be concerned about the hype. It's a different day and age where, you know, 19 and 20-year-old kids who have never put on a big league uniform are getting hyped up and put on the covers of magazines and previews and talked about as the next coming. And they really haven't done anything. But he's taken it very well. He's kept his head down. And I think ultimately we're really excited about his future. The steps he's taken defensively this spring from last spring when I was around him, man, it's a testament to his work ethic and all our minor league guys who have touched him. And then obviously he went to winter ball this offseason, played incredibly well for his dad. So they ended up winning the championship in the DR for the first time in 51 years for that club. And he was right there in the middle of it, hitting in the three hole, playing in high pressure environments and thrived on it. So he's got a bright future. All he's got to do is focus on today and he's going to get there.
It's an exciting time for the Padres. We're talking baseball with their manager, Andy Green, for a few more moments. He's not the only young talent you have. Luis Urias, who's 21, he's also really a different guy, a different kind of player. What makes him so unique?
Yeah, it's his on-base skills. We've talked about it organizationally for a long time. We need guys who get on base. You know, for the last 5 years, that even precedes me, this team's finished 30th in Major League Baseball in on-base percentage. Luis Urias is a guy throughout his minor league career has gotten on base to 400 clip. And he swings at strikes, he takes balls, and he puts the ball in play with some authority. And, you know, he can flat defend the field, too. Played a really good second base for us last year when he came up. He's coming into camp playing a lot of shortstop, and he's been very, very consistent over there at short. And I think when you look at those guys and talk about Ian Kinsler in that mix, you know, it's an infield to be very excited about, especially with Eric Hosmer over at first base.
Talking to Andy Green. Speaking of Hosmer, you know, it was a challenging year for him last year. I'm sure it didn't go exactly the way that he had hoped that it would. What do you expect from him this year? It's more of a normal offseason due to the fact that he's not a free agent. What kind of an Eric Hosmer are you expecting to see this year?
He's looked great in spring training. And I think we look at this season and expect him to have kind of the all-star caliber seasons he's had so frequently in his career. And his swing looks really good. He's driving the balls all over the ballpark. And we're excited about him. We're excited about when we signed him, and last year didn't change that at all. We think he's the guy that's going to anchor the clubhouse and be a key leader for us and hit in the middle of the order for us. And have loved, you know, the way he came into the season, the way he's attacked it, and the way he's brought that whole clubhouse together.
So, Andy, talking to you right now, I'm not at all surprised by this, but you're absolutely locked in. You're really dialed in. And I bring this up because I talked with some of your colleagues in the NL West recently, like Dave Roberts, Troy Lovello, in spring training. And one of the biggest topics has been, what do they do in the offseason? Do they unplug? Do they try and rest and recover and restore in the offseason? How do you personally go about doing that? Do you try to get away from baseball for a little bit of time?
Yeah, I wish I could sometimes. But, I mean, obviously I'm passionate about this, as are those guys. The one thing that pulls me away well from baseball and gets me my focus elsewhere is I got three little girls. I got a 12-year-old and 10-year-old twins, and I'm watching ballet recitals and soccer games and being a dad, being a husband and a dad. And that's about the only thing that pulls me away from this passion in San Diego. And my kids they're ate up with the Padres and they're ate up with the city of San Diego. And like, we want to see something happen special in the city. And, you know, my family's firmly invested in that.
Andy, what's it like having three girls? I've got two boys, so that's the only life I know. What's it like having three little girls?
Yeah, my world's painted pink at home, man. It's good. It's the only change of pace, like I said, I have in life. And we haven't hit those teenage years yet, so they still think dad's awesome. I'm not sure when that changes, but I'm hoping it doesn't change at all ever.
Like I said, I can't help you with that. One last thought. There have been rumors about the team maybe looking to make a move when it comes to the rotation, maybe even adding a big name. I know you can't comment on specific names, but overall, how do you feel about the rotation at this point?
Yeah, I think it's by far and away the youngest rotation I've had since I've been here, and by far and away the most talented rotation we've looked at since we've been here. So those aren't bad. That's not a bad thing, being young. There's a lot of upside. And I'm going into this season, and we're going into the season with the expectation that the guys we have in camp are the guys that are going to be here. And we're not lacking anything other than experience. And I'd rather lack experience than talent at this point in time, because we've had some experienced guys in the past. And these young guys, Some of these guys are coming in with a real edge to them and a real hunger and a real desire, and it's a credit to our scouts who identified them. They're made the right way. They're wired to want to win, and our PD department's done a great job with these guys. So I like the spot we're at. People aren't going to know the names that comprise our rotation and our bullpen, but by the time they're done seeing some of them, they're going to remember their names.
Been an amazing offseason, really exciting time right now for the San Diego Padres. He's entering his fourth season as the manager, and the Padres do open up their season against San Francisco on March 28th. It's coming fast. Andy Green, my guest. Andy, I so appreciate you coming on. Thanks for making time. Always good to talk baseball with you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, Andy. Thank you. Appreciate you. Padres. So, again, a really interesting offseason, fascinating offseason. They've got tremendous young talent. They've got the big anchor now at third base. He likes his rotation. They may not be done. I'm not sure they're done adding to that rotation, but if this is who they go to battle with, they've got really good upside. I like what I see. He said he expects a very different Eric Hosmer, that he's going to be the anchor both in and out of that clubhouse. And then they've got a couple of young freaks. Fernando Tatis Jr. is amazing. Amazing young player.